You may be seated. I would love to invite the children to come on forward. Well, good morning. Savannah's coming from upstairs, so all the way down the stairs. Here she come. Are those kitty cat ears? My goodness, aren't you adorable in those kitty cat ears? Now, tell me, do you know what the word forgiveness means? All right. I'm going to tell you a story that kind of explains a little bit what forgiveness is, all right? Are you guys supposed to throw balls in your house, play catch in the house? Mom's like, no, she's not, you know. So I wasn't supposed to either when I was growing up, all right? So I was a little older than you are. Maybe 30, right? And my mom was off at the grocery store, so my little brother Phil and I, we decided we were going to play catch in the living room. So we were tossing the ball back and forth, but being the older brother, the bigger, the stronger one, I decided to project my big brotherliness, and I whipped the ball at my brother Phil right towards his face. So he puts his hands up, bounces off his hand, hits the shelf, and my mom had a lovely, beloved Hummel figurine. It's a little porcelain figurine that we had to take off every week and dust all the time. She loved it. The ball hits the Hummel figurine and turns it into Hummel dust. It was gone. So we were playing catch, and we weren't supposed to. We weren't even supposed to be throwing a ball. I threw it really, really hard. It bounced off Phil, hit the shelf, broke the Hummel. We were in trouble. All those things we had done wrong. We were so in trouble. I was worried that I was going to be, you know, grounded till I was 20. I was worried that, you know, I would never eat dinner again kind of thing. So we quickly cleaned up everything, and my brother and me, we sat next to each love seat waiting for Mom to come home. We never did that. So Mom comes home, and we quickly rush out and help her unload all the groceries and help her put them all away. And I had all of this guilt eating at me because we had been playing catch, and we broke the Hummel, and I was worried, but I had to finally say something. So I said to my mom, Mom, I'm sorry, we were playing catch and I threw the ball and it hit your Hummel and it's broken and I'm really, 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 really sorry. I was worried that my mom was going to yell, at least, that she was going to take a wooden spoon to me or something like that. My mom looked at me and she said this. She said, thank you for telling me. I forgive you. And it was like 100 pounds was just taken off my shoulder. She appreciated the fact that I told her. She forgave me. I hadn't earned that. I didn't deserve that. And yet she forgave me. That's kind of what the story we heard from Jesus today tells us too. Even though we don't deserve it, God forgives us. God says, I welcome you back. I forgive you. Let's celebrate into tomorrow. And it was Jesus dying on the cross for us that opens all of that forgiveness. That's how much Jesus loves you. That's how much God loves you. That's how much we love you. We want you to know that you are loved and you are forgiven. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for the way that you lived your life for us, the way that you were willing to die for us, the way that you rose again so that we might truly know your forgiveness. Help us to live and shine with your light and help us share your forgiveness with one another. We thank you for the day, Lord. Amen. Have a great day, everybody.